Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go! Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. It has been unbelievably filled with trade deadline moves. I just saw Lance in the hallway, and Lance just came out of his cave as he is in the final crunch stages of reviewing tape and breaking down draft prospects. And he's like, "Did I just hear you?" And I go, "I'm everywhere." And he's like, "No, seriously." And I go, "What are you listening to?" He goes, "Oh, maybe it was a podcast. Maybe it was like, I don't know." He goes, "But can I pass this week on being on the show? Because I'm behind." I said, I think we'll cover it with trade deadline today." He goes, "Were there any moves made?" I was like, "Where have you been?" He's like, and I started telling him some of the moves. He goes, "Oh, wow."
He's the one guy I'll forgive.
Yeah.
With the draft approaching in April, he is busier now than any point. I mean, maybe March he'll be busy, but I forgive him. I'm sure his head is in the sand. Just focusing on the draft. So
I'm not mad at him at all. And he's great when he's here, but I totally understand. If you don't realize.
Total jerk move to not be here.
We kid around a lot because of the fact that's what we do around here. Mm-hmm. But Lance, literally, this time of the year, you hear him on the air. And from the time he's off the air, and a lot of times before he goes on the air, he's in his office breaking down tape.
But I really hate him.
I don't.
I'm not. It's true. Ed from Spring said, "I've lost 27 pounds in 8 weeks. 27 pounds. He said the diabetes diagnosis probably helped the motivation. Ed, it doesn't matter how you did it, man. Congrats, dude. That is outstanding. 27 pounds. I'm down 8 pounds. Still 15 to go. That's from NASCAR Johnny. Good for you,
good
man.
Job. Yep.
I like it. Mark Shell said, "I've lost about half an inch so far." Oh, on the waist. Oh, yeah. Good
say,
for
your
you,
wife
bud.
Hates you, but good job.
Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman, down 16 pounds. I'm loving this.
That's awesome.
I'm so pumped for you guys, man. I'm happy for you. And then a couple more texts. Somebody said, "I'm so glad y'all are on. I need a What Up H-Town in my life. I need arguing and fighting." See, I told you, people love when we argue and fight.
My sister does.
That's why I get to be mean to y'all, because they love it. The people love when I'm mean to y'all.
My sister's like, "No? Do you feel like you need to referee when Nick and Barry go at each other?" I go, "They love it. They just love it."
I also need lawn talk, so it could be interesting.
We don't need lawn talk.
That would be what, Saturday and Sunday mornings on another network?
And they said, "Oh, yeah, the Blitz was loving up on y'all yesterday, by the way."
Stop it.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
Was the Blitz being nice to us?
When we came up with creative new Twitter handles for Aaron, they used that as an opportunity to bust on our Twitter handle. "Oh, yeah, like Barry is funny."
Oh,
or like anybody thinks Joel plays video games and you had to throw the K in there.
I thought it was hilarious because they said you should do Aaron is funny. And what was it? Pac-Man Aaron.
I didn't hear that part
of it. I thought that was funny. Don't be so sensitive, Joel.
I'm not.
Don't be
I
so
think
sensitive.
AJ is the fake. We had too many. There were way too many AJ is the fake. So you have to distinguish yourself as AJ is the real.
Do you know where that's from?
No.
AJ is the real.
No,
and it's
I don't
from
care.
The Iron Sheik.
Okay, great. And I could
don't
have been.
Care.
I would have been fine without knowing that.
Joel is the fake. That's your new Twitter handle. How do you
Pac-Man AJ.
How do you guys feel about Bob Stoops going to the XFL? I think it's stupid, but whatever.
But so that was real. That report.
That was real.
Yeah, it's real. And you know what? It's a wrestling type move. It's that move the needle marketing wise kind of big name splash that might get more people to pay attention.
Yeah, I'm not. I
think you're going to see some random names be included in that league. Names that may not even be necessarily associated
with
football.
Watch Steve Spurrier resurface. Watch a guy like that. Watch guys that have had a name in the past.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Think they would go after Art Briles?
No, boy. You know what?
It's not a smart move if you're trying to be an up-and-coming company, but perhaps, maybe.
But if you want to make headlines.
You make a splash.
If you want people to be aware of your brand and then go, oh, yeah. We decided not to do that. We were just, you know, you have an excuse, kind of like, what was it, Missouri?
Southern Miss.
But I see
where you're going, but the problem is...
Dude, don't underestimate that whole...
It makes waves and draws attention, but the attention you're drawing could be more negative than positive.
Depending on how you handle it.
Might as well bring O.J. Simpson if that's the case.
That's outstanding. Don't think they wouldn't do that.
You think so? No one has done.
Vince McMahon is still behind this, right? Behind the XFL, it's still Vince McMahon. This is a guy that brought the likes of Donald Trump into the ring. You True. Don't think Vince McMahon wouldn't roll the dice with an O.J. Simpson or a
because he's
Art
a big
Briles
name,
but he would be calculated with it. He wouldn't just be like, "Well, Art Briles is our new public relations person." He's not going to do that. But he might be like, you know what? We're going to give guys like Art Briles a chance to interview. It doesn't guarantee them a job, but
y'all remember,
we'll talk to him. And then everyone talks about it, and he got free publicity.
Y'all remember what OJ did after the acting?
Murder.
No. Before the murder?
Allegedly. I don't know. What? Did
Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's right.
So what if they put him on the broadcast as an analyst?
Oh, wow.
The XFL?
Yeah.
Man, that'd be crazy. I think.
You know what though? Tell the truth. You would tune in.
I would tune in. I think it would hurt them, but I would totally tune in.
Yeah, and that's all they care about.
Right.
Because you have to think about marketing and marketers, and they feel like if we could just get the eyes on the product, we can sell it. And if we could just get enough eyes, and now the backlash would be crazy. But, you know, I imagine guys like Vince McMahon are from the old school and say, there's no such thing as bad publicity. As long as they're talking about you, that's a good thing.
So, I'll give you another one.
Frazier
Bob Stoops has been named the head coach of the Dallas franchise, right? Guess who his quarterback's going to be? I'm just throwing it out.
Johnny Manziel.
Yep, that's what I'm throwing.
Yeah, that could be.
Another splash, another name, another thing that people are going to tune in, particularly in this state where there's a lot more interest. To check out that Dallas franchise and see what Stoops is doing with Johnny Manziel trying to resurrect his career.
I mean, I think those are the names they should be pursuing on both sides of the spectrum, too. So, like, you got Johnny Manziel, go to the other side, try to pursue someone like a Tim Tebow. Because I guarantee you his following is still there.
But I'll get, because of Texas specific, you know who Johnny Manziel is going to throw the ball to? If he's healthy?
Who?
Dez Bryant.
Really?
I just think that if you're smart and you're wrestling wise, just keep throwing as many known names in the state that you could get people, like you said, to get eyeballs on the product.
I'll be honest.
Pursue it, but Dez is good enough to stay in the NFL for now, right?
He's hurt.
Think he's going to be in the NFL again?
He might, but.
I'll be honest, I'm impressed with what you're proposing. And you have put way more thought into the XFL.
It's coming to me. Because here's the other one. You want to make a splash? Terrell Owens is on the other side. T.O.'s on the other side.
Where?
Says he could still play. Says he still could go out there and give you some reps. I think Terrell Owens could be playing in Dallas.
No.
I guarantee he was talking about
what
a comeback last year.
Kid?
I could see it happening. You know who else?
Houston, Dallas.
Ocho Cinco. Watch Ocho Cinco try and get on a squad.
Oh, there is Houston.
There is Houston.
Here we go.
I bet you Chad Johnson tries to get on a squad.
You think so?
Yep. Sure do.
I don't understand this. This is a weird, I'm on the XFL teams.
I think Brock Osweiler would be fantastic as the quarterback of the Houston franchise.
Don't do that. Don't do that to the people.
That would hurt, wouldn't it? Especially if he started to flourish. It'd be okay.
Is the Birmingham Thunderbolts a thing, or is that an old one?
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Founded 2001.
Don't catch me lying. I mean, you're going to bring up names. So, I'll be is that the minor league baseball name challenge or is that actually a
team?
Well,
I'm just on, I just typed in XFL teams and it took me to Wikipedia and there's all these, like, the Chicago Enforcers. That's not a new one, right? Like, that's the old one from 2001.
Because Houston hasn't named their franchise yet, have they?
Right. No, I don't think any of the new teams have. So you got Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa Bay, Washington, New York, L.A., Dallas, and Houston.
Okay.
And I don't think any of them have names yet because I'm seeing the Birmingham Thunderbolts, Chicago Enforcers, the Orlando Rage, the Memphis Maniacs with an X at the end.
Oh, boy.
They should have.
I don't think Chicago is a city.
Right. So I think that they have these all mixed together, which makes it look weird.
Yeah. Actually, Chicago's the third biggest city in the nation, Nick.
So
yeah, Chicago's not in it. It's Dallas, Houston, LA, New York, Seattle, St. Louis,
you know what
Tampa,
they should do?
And DC.
You know what they should do? Tell for me. Houston?
Yes.
Quarterback? Guess. Not Dan Pastorini.
I was going to say, because your other option, you want to talk about bad pub, put VY behind center.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Just don't let him drive to the games.
It'd be the Houston DUIs.
Yeah, man. Yikes. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks.
No way he tiptoes the line trying to stay in bounds. He'd be all over. He tried to walk the line. Wasn't even close.
Wow. Did you see this, by the way? Speaking of quarterbacks, the other day on the internet, Patrick Mahomes was playing some pickup rock.
Yeah.
People were making sure that they commented on his spin move and his dribbling abilities and everything else. Well, you know who was watching? Yeah, the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs.
They were not happy.
No. He picked up the phone and said, we spoke to Patrick, we were able to nip that one in the bud. There'll be no more basketball.
It'll be the last time.
Can you imagine? You're ready to throw MVP. $200 million in contract money at Patrick Mahomes, lock him up long term, and he tears an ACL.
Just cracks an ankle playing pickup ball with a bunch of scrubs.
Next thing you know, he and Jeff Kent are going dirt bike racing.
Yeah. Jeez, what an idiot for doing that.
I agree. First of all, the other thing is, plenty of guys in the NFL play hoop. They just don't put it on social media.
Right.
Because that's drawing attention.
That's also not smart.
Hey, we're going to continue to roll on. We've been covering some ground. If there's some things you want to get off your chest that you've had on your mind, hey, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. It's the usual suspects back with more on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still rolling. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Got you a little football in the last segment. Kicking it around a little bit. See what I did there? Kicking it around.
What?
Look out now. It's contagious.
A couple of people had a good idea. Okay. Well, not a good idea, but if you're going to do it, if you're going to have O.J. Simpson on the call and you're going to bring in Johnny Manziel, somebody said, obviously, we're missing Cap. He might be a guy that plays. But Ray Rice is your number one draft pick in the league. Kareem Hunt goes second. Like, you just like every uniform is stripes, so it's got like a, you know, prison uniform feel for all the
throw in Greg Hardy.
See?
Boom.
Yeah. It's XFL. It could just be just
and they
all
don't care.
They don't.
They just don't. And like you said, if anything that we've learned about anything with WWE and Vince McMahon and everybody else, it is no publicity is bad publicity. And if that's your number one goal, you can make millions.
Ray Caruth finally gets picked up.
No, stop it now. See, now you're going too far.
Comes out of retirement.
Comes out of the trunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. I would see Vince McMahon doing something like that. Be like, oh, we got to make money. That'd be terrible.
How many people are stupid, too?
Huh? What happened?
Rest in peace, by the way, to Frank Robinson, the legendary baseball player.
Oh, he passed away?
Passed away. He had been battling some illness.
Are we sure this isn't 3 years old?
No, I saw it breaking on ESPN.
Okay. Not that I would ever make that mistake.
Also, but you also wouldn't make this one. We off the text line, we got RIP the Big Hurt.
You know, when I deleted it. Deleted it because I was like, oh, my God, Frank Thomas died? And so I Googled it, and I saw nothing right away, and I was like, All right. See, this is just somebody trolling.
No. Nope.
Frank Robinson is not Frank Thomas. Jeez. This is also why when you send us breaking news in the text line, we don't read it. Because we can't trust you guys. Because people were sending stuff during the trade deadline. This is happening. This is happening. Report says this. Well, that's why we have guys like Nick and a whole bullpen full of people to help validate this data before we get it from the randos on the text line. That's so funny. I was wondering.
I'm looking at it going, oh,
Frank Thomas passed?
Yeah.
Wow.
The vitamins he's pushing on got him too big and too strong too quick. No. The big hurt is fine. Hall of Famer Frank Robinson has passed away. So rest in peace.
Somebody said, what's the difference between the XFL and the AAF? Three letters.
Yeah. Good call.
Other than that, I don't think anybody cares. And if you do...
Everybody mixes up that F.
That's on you. What do y'all think about picking up Enos Kanter? So Joel talked about it in, I believe, the first hour podcast arena. I will tell you this. Joel, you might be right. The Knicks have released him. So he has been released by the Knicks. So now he is in that coveted buyout market.
And with that, I give you compliments of Jonathan Fagan of the Chronicle, a quote from Daryl Morey after the trade deadline. The moves that were made by the Rockets were, quote, to create the flexibility to be able to play the buyout market, open a roster spot, and create flexibility now and down the road, end quote. So there you have it. I would think Kanter is one of those guys that they will have their sights on.
Yeah. Somebody said, did y'all talk about Shumpert? Oh, yeah. We certainly did.
I was going to say,
Podcast arena.
Why would we do that?
I mean, what were we supposed to do? Break down the Super Bowl? No one would be doing that right now, right?
I'd be like,
would anybody be doing that?
Like being stuck on 610.
I wasn't going
to. In bad traffic.
Well, way to be obvious.
I'm talking about driving, Barry.
Way to be obvious.
I'm talking about if I have to go out after the show and drive in traffic.
Hey. I thought.
I'm Bob now.
I was trying to tap dance around it.
Well, I didn't know if he was going to hit you or what.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Bob, chill with
me. Bob kept making points.
Every time he would talk
about everything on the. And Barry just reached over and went.
I like working out. It is fun. It was like, yo, chill, Bob. This desk is going to collapse. This is not.
Barry reaches over on a trainer and touches both of his hands and pushes them down below the desk. I was like, Bob's going
to
hit him.
I'm the guest whisperer. I got him to calm down. Like the dog. You know how the dog whisperer would do that to the dogs? He'd grab their neck down. Tss, tss. That's how I was going to do Bob. I was going to have to get him by the neck. Tss, tss, ah, tss. By the way, I tried that. Doesn't work if you don't know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, it does work.
So essentially, you didn't know what you were doing.
Correct.
There you have it.
But it would be interesting to get Enos Kanter to the Rockets. It would be like 6 degrees of Carmelo Anthony. Because isn't that what the trade, like there was, didn't he replace Carmelo? Or there was some kind of weird connection with him and Carmelo.
That I don't know, but they said that the Lakers are planning on going into the buyout market as well.
Yeah, because he went from OKC to the Knicks when Carmelo. The Knicks acquired Kanter in a 2017 trade that sent Anthony to the Thunder.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I thought they were tied together somehow. That would be kind of 6 degrees of Carmelo here in Houston.
Yeah, and now they're saying the Lakers number one of their top targets when they go to buyouts and otherwise will be to start with Carmelo Anthony. Good luck.
Really?
Yeah. Good luck, LeBron.
Yeah, I hope you don't.
His other buddy, Chris Paul, thought he could straighten him out too. We'll see how that little experiment goes, but you're looking more and more like your Lakers are going to be spot on right out of the playoffs.
I might get something right for a change.
I'm going to say, follow the suspects. You're going to get good information. It might not be ever from both of us at the same time, but one or the other, or Nick, all three of us, regardless, we'll get you some good info.
Somebody said, what was it? Fred, Fred's Dark Side on Twitter, the Black Fred, said, Houston XFL team, the Houston Mattress Max. I like that.
I like it too.
I would be good with that. He deserves it.
Well, they will definitely make you money.
You think they're going to make money? How long do you give the XFL? How long do you guys give it? A year? Two years? If I set the over-under, if I set it at 2.5, because you know the first year they're going to be like, whatever happens, happens. But if I set it at 2.5, you're taking the over?
I think it'll get 3 years just to try and give it a chance.
Nicholas?
I'll take the over as well. I think they're going to have enough capital to cover 3 seasons, even if it fails.
How long was it here last time? Was it just the one season?
Just that one season.
It was 2001, and then it was a bust. I think they've definitely learned their lesson.
Right.
And they're trying to get names. Well, I mean, obviously by getting Stoops and stuff, I just don't – it's always going to feel like a gimmick. And it sucks because it's like this no matter, like, what the sport is. You know, when you have in MMA, you've got the UFC and everybody else has tried. Bellator, Strikeforce, Legacy, Pride, all of these others tried to be the UFC and you just can't. Like, they have the market. And the NFL has the market, and anything else feels like a gimmick or feels like second class because you're not getting the best players in the world. Bellator tried, but all they're really getting is the UFC's rejects and retreads. And the same thing, no one's going to forego the NFL draft to play in the XFL. And until you can get that to happen, no one's going to take it serious.
So perfect that you say that because Jermaine has tweeted us and said, Vince McMahon has fired wrestlers for alleged shoplifting, domestic violence arrest, etc. He's also got a quote-unquote no-kneeling policy, so he won't be taking any chances on anybody too risque. Well, guess what then, Jermaine? I'm taking the under. Because if he doesn't do something to make a splash, to make us want to watch, we all know that we say that traffic jams are half the time created by rubberneckers who want to stop and look and see what has happened. Mm-hmm. If you can't see something that grabs your attention or says, I want to see how that dude fails or how dare they put that guy in a uniform, then why would you want to go watch that?
And it's got to be something with some serious gravitational pull, like hot cheerleaders, all the traditional gimmicks that you try. I don't think it's going to work.
The XFL, they did that. If you, I recall, they had like these steamy commercials with the cheerleaders. It almost got awkward. Like it was, and then they had the scrum for the ball in the middle, and you could put whatever you wanted. I mean, they tried all these gimmicks, but that's why I say you can do all the gimmicks in the world. At the end of the day, if the product on the field sucks, if you don't have the best football players in the world in your organization,
I just think they have to have something outside the field to draw attention because the product on the field sucks in the NFL sometimes too. I think there's something outside, like the Johnny Manziels that you guys are talking about. It's got to be something off the field.
Really, you're going to sit down and watch Johnny Manziel play football in the XFL. Tell
I think,
Barry,
I think he has a strong fan base, just like Tim Tebow does. That's why I call him delusional fan base.
Okay, so you can get the 5% that would, you know, of the football watching population that would watch it because they love Tebow. But who else? I mean, that's not enough to sustain a league.
Right. I'm with you on that.
But I'm going to give you another alternative because you're right. Okay. But the only other thing where I can give you an example where you can have absolutely no talent and no product to put on the field that's worth watching. But if you have a name and you have assets, you can make millions and have an audience. Just keep up with the Kardashians. So if you bring names to the table, even if the product sucks, but if you bring a soap opera-like environment and drama that people want to see, like everybody wants to see a trade, see how it all, it might work.
Because my whole point is I don't think the product on the field has to be good. I think if they can get something outside what's on the field to bring attention. Look at Designer. Designer's song didn't get popular until he had some stupid Instagram video attached to it. Have you ever heard him do an interview?
I don't even know who the hell Designer is.
I don't either. But that's my
point. The panda guy. Panda. That guy.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Here's what they should do. When you said that, you were talking about like gimmicks and stuff. Go the hockey route. Let them fight on the field and allow it to happen and then have a penalty box where a player goes off. That I would tune in if I'm watching SportsCenter, because if SportsCenter would show it, if there were fights on the field that they let it go. And then after, you know, both players went to the ground or whatever, they know that you break it up and everybody goes to the... I would be like, ooh, I may have to watch this. That would be fun.
Yeah. Think about William Hung. William Hung didn't have an ounce of talent, but everybody watched. And if he was going to be on again,
He didn't sell records.
But he got publicity and he got audience, he got viewers.
But they need to sell tickets. That's the difference. Or get views on TV. Yeah.
If a network jumps on and they're getting ratings, they're going to have sponsorships, they're going to make money.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. We got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the final 30 minutes. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Productions.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, 30 minutes on the clock. We'll take you up till 4. Blitz will take you up till 7. We continue.
And to reiterate, do not miss the Blitz today.
Okay.
They have something cooking in the kitchen with Trey, and I've heard it, and it is not to be missed. Do not change that dial. Once we go off the air, keep it locked. It's going to be great.
When do you anticipate?
I'm not sure. AJ told me they're going to do... It's going to be a whole segment, and I don't know when. Just hang tight, man. It's going to be worth it. I imagine they might do it in like the 5 o'clock hour, but I don't know. It could be the 4 o'clock hour.
And they're doing
hour.
It, and they're doing. They are on remote at Golf Greyhound.
Are they?
Are they really?
Yeah. So I don't know how that's going to work, but they probably are going to play it at some.
Don't miss it. Well, I'm telling you. Sure?
Aaron's going to do it from here.
It's
there,
worth
I
it.
Got you.
It yeah, is
they're,
absolutely
they're on remote
worth it.
For sure. Yep.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, because I got to pick up. I got a good report. The ACL surgery went swimmingly. So
it sounds like you're host family for an athlete.
It's just unbelievable, man. But you know what was worse? The dog was basically on kennel rest for 6 weeks, and it was going nuts. She was going nuts all by herself.
You're the crazy
only
cat
dog
lady.
In the,
you realize
no,
that?
She's
I mean,
the only
no,
dog in
listen,
the cage.
You're a crazy cat lady. It's just dogs, and you're a dude. Only a crazy cat lady would get ACL surgery on a cat.
It's not true. There's plenty of people and lots of our listeners that have said they did the same thing.
You're a crazy cat lady.
No, you're the cat guy.
Oh, did you just? I know you are, but what am I mean?
Yeah, my sister does it to me all the time. I had to do it to somebody else. You're the cat guy.
Yeah, but I'm not the crazy cat guy because if my cat sprained
my
his ACL, guess what? I'm going to wrap an ace bandage around and tell him to keep his ass moving.
I love my dogs. You know, most
walk
of the people,
off,
Nick loves
Sebastian.
His dogs. Most of the people here that love their dogs treat them like family members. Ken Hoffman treats
you
his dog like family.
Dog, don't
AJ,
you?
For the most part, treats his dog like family, except he doesn't let him upstairs or on the bed.
You let your dog kiss you in the mouth, huh?
We've had this discussion before.
All right, let's get Mito's call on the XFL then.
Mito, what's up?
So we can move on from the XFL.
Hey, guys. Back to your XFL stuff. I don't think that Vince will be able to do anything crazy with it because I don't know if y'all were was wrestling when it was in the Attitude Era. When they did all the crazy stuff, and they got away with it back then, and nowadays when everybody's so sensitive and everything's they ain't gonna be able to get away with all the stuff they used to get away with. So I don't give them like even a year. They might not even make it past this year on the XFL.
That would be they appreciate the call, Mito. That would be bad if they shut down the middle of the season.
Yeah, it would.
Like, damn it! What were we but thinking? You can see like Vince's son being like, "I told y'all, we just wasted a bunch of money and time."
But the thing is, for the most part, leagues fold because of a lack of money.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon does not have a lack of money.
True.
I think that they would
Very
stick
true.
It out for that reason.
Very true.
So yeah. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be hurt if it went away. I'm not gonna be heartbroken.
How many games do you think you'll watch? Will you watch the first game? Will you watch the inaugural XFL game?
I mean, I might check it out.
Really?
I might, if it's on and there's nothing else on, you know, what's that? Either that or watch Netflix and some freaking
yeah, like
Ted
get some
Bundy
culture in your
thing.
Life. Get some culture in your life, not some second rate generic equate.
Am I doing a radio show on culture? No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. We're
100%
sports.
You.
Are we 100% sports on this show?
I just leave that up to you.
What about at this station? Are we 100% sports? No.
Damn
Everyone
right
loves
are.
This station because we mix it up and we talk a lot of pop culture.
I can do that. I just
Can
don't
you?
Indulge in your stupid...
Yeah, let's talk about that Fire documentary. What do you think about it?
Cody broke it down for me. I thought that,
oh,
you
did?
Know, there was a...
What? You didn't watch it. Damn it, that was too easy. I should have came up with... Way to go, Nick. You could have told me, no.
You want to talk about the R. Kelly documentary?
No, because
okay.
I know you've seen that
and
one.
And so is Nick.
Let's talk about Game of Thrones or Vikings or Crashing.
It's a big chair. I don't know why they play a game around it. It's crazy.
You are the oldest... Dad.
Well, there you go. And you're a cat guy. So there you go.
See,
come full circle.
Again, that's in one segment. He's I know you are, but what am I?
Yep.
Twice in one segment. Yep. It's like I'm working with my little sister too.
No, that's why I'm doing it to you because my sister does it to me.
Does she?
Oh my God.
Was she so like in our family, my sister was the mean, like she was the bully. She would pick on me. And I was the tattletale. Like, is that your little sister? She was the tattletale, and
she's not
the
little. They're both wow. They're both way older than me.
Oh well, that means they're old, but they can still be little.
Oh, I'm not talking about it from that perspective.
Yeah,
but no.
So you're the youngest in the family.
She's the
baby.
Yeah, she's okay. The notorious one-upper.
Okay,
like you could say, you know what, man. I had a really rough day today. You know, Taylor was tough. The dogs and the surgery and everything like that. She goes, well, you know, I had a problem with my tire in my car, and my husband did this and that. And I'm like, I don't need you to one up me. Just give me a little sympathy and go, God, that sucks.
Does she pick on you? Like, was she like?
No, she's not dumb enough to do that because I'd hit her.
No, not now.
Oh my god, that was back in the day
when you were kids. Because, like, there's always...
No, she was my babysitter. There was such a... There's, like, 15, 17 years difference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she was my babysitter, so I'd pee on her.
Wait a minute.
She'd go to change the diaper, and if she didn't put Joel another Kelly? Diaper over the pee shooter, I'd let her have it.
Joel Kelly over here just...
No, Joel has straight punched his sister in the throat. Like,
yeah. No.
So we've established that you would beat her up and pee on her. You would beat her up and
no,
pee
that
on
was
her.
Like,
you are R. Kelly.
No, that was the you running have, in my family. That was the biggest issue. My sister's like, I don't mind babysitting him, but like when I go to change his diaper, he just blasts me.
You have a concubine, don't you? You have a no. You have a sex farm.
No.
A sex farm.
No.
Where are you going with this?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm just throwing darts, just seeing whatever sticks. Kind of like we do with you, Nick. You know, just throwing the peanut butter in the dog.
Punch
we
just got to start throwing. You have a sex farm.
No, let the record show that I did not put beating up his sister and peeing on her out in the universe. He did.
Oh.
That was not me.
That makes you the good guy.
Yeah.
We got to start throwing things at Barry more.
You know what?
I would agree with you.
You know what I can tell you? I've never peed on my sister. I've never done that one time.
You know what? And here's the thing. I can't tell you that I haven't.
I was only 10.
10? More like a year and a half.
You just whipped it out and peed on your sister?
No, she put me on the changing table, and if she didn't put a clean diaper over the pea shooter, I'd let her have it.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh,
Squirt Gun Kelly.
Squirt Gun.
That's wild.
So there you have it. Still more stories from me sometimes.
Nick, you have siblings, correct?
I do. Older sister, younger brother.
All right, so you're in the middle. So did you have, was one of them the bully? Were you the bully? Was there a bully amongst you and a tattletale amongst you? Because I was the tattletale. I would run and tell my mom, like, my sister would get on the roof. Like, she put our dog on the roof one time.
There wasn't really
and I would tattle.
What?
Okay, so
she
you have to have the backstory.
She put your dog on the roof?
She may have been high.
It doesn't excuse it.
Put the dog on the roof. The dog didn't die. The dog was fine. Bonnie lived, but her and her friends thought it would be funny to put the dog on the roof. Because we would always...
Ha, 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 ha. That's a good one.
It's a one story. I mean, it wasn't like it was, you know...
Don't do ACL surgery. Put the dog off on the roof and hope it jumps.
Did the dog try to jump off the house?
It freaked out and peed. And that was it. And then and then they got back up and brought the dog down. But I sure did
tell.
You
had a dog, I had a sister. It's the same thing.
I sure did tell. As soon as mom got home, I was like, guess what? Angie put the dog on the roof. And then that was it. And then she's like, you're such a baby. And then she beat me up. And that's how my life was. So there was no like tattletale and bully in your...
No, there was not really bullying or tattletelling. I just remember one time my sister really wanted a cat, and she was in a play at high school, and they had the cat that was included in this play, and they needed someone to adopt. She went ahead and just brought the cat to the house without really asking. And then my brother wakes up and tells my dad, he's like, Dad, there's an animal in the house. It's just a cat.
Did she get in trouble?
He's like, there's an animal in the house.
So he was the snitch, basically.
I don't think he knew. He knew it was my sister that brought it in.
Oh, he knew.
Maybe.
He knew. He
was a little
her.
Kid.
He just hated her.
You're maybe. Such a...
He did. Why else would you do that? You hate your sister.
I think he was just freaked out. He was a little kid. He didn't expect to see a cat. I think he just freaked out.
Did you put him up to it? Were you like, hey?
No, I didn't even see it until later.
Did y'all have, like, did you and your brother share a room and she had her own room?
She did.
Did you hate her for that?
I resented her for that, absolutely.
So you're the one that put him up
I got over it,
snitching on the cat. You got over it?
Yeah, you get over it. We got a bigger house eventually to where we all got our own.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I never had to share a room. I was lucky in that regard.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. No. I would have peed on my sister if I had to share a room with her.
No, but we're not snitches. We know you're a snitch.
Oh, I totally snitched as a kid. Are you kidding me? All the time.
Why?
I don't know. That's just how it was. I was a little snitch-ass kid, and I was scared to do anything. Like, my sister would sneak out, and one time she convinced me to sneak out of the house and just go, like, running around the neighborhood, but I wouldn't leave the driveway. I was too scared. I was like, I sat on the car while they went out and partied, and then that was it. But she was like, the only reason she did it is so I couldn't tell. Because once I snuck out of the house, I couldn't snitch. She was smart. She would get me involved in her crimes, and then I couldn't tell.
And I can see that happening in a household. The guy that doesn't have the bravery of the other siblings is snitching on the more brave sibling.
I was the good kid. Absolutely. Because
my brother was like that, too. When he went out and he knew he was going to get in trouble for it, he'd be like, whatever. Oh. He did not care.
Really?
He did not care.
That's great.
You could go up to my brother right now and say, hey, there's a dead body right in the front door. Oh, really? I hope someone called the cop.
Is he that laid back?
He just does not care.
Man,
he
I
just
wish I was
does
like that.
Not. There's nothing that bothers him.
I meet people like that. That are just like so mellow and chill. I'm so envious of that because I'm wound up. I'm a hyper dude by nature. So I just see it, these dudes that are chill. I'm like, man, I wish that was me.
Dude, my brother could be on a ship and it's sinking. And I'm like, bro, the ship is sinking. He's like, what, sinking? He'd be like, whatever, it's not my ship. I don't care, but you're on the ship, bro. You're sinking too.
Wow.
I tell you this, I do remember, like, with the big age difference, that my sisters would, like, babysit me if it meant that they could still, like, party and do their thing.
Yeah.
And they'd leave me in front of the TV, and they made a big mistake because Saturday Night Live was on. It was a Saturday night, and they were all tearing it up. And I decided to take lines from the show and drop them on my sisters while they were having a good time.
They snitched
on me. And so I learned that the term slut was on Saturday Night Live and douchebag.
And you used them on
and
your sister?
And so I walked into they were all doing their thing, and I walked in and I started calling my sisters sluts and douchebags, and I got pulled into the other room,
dude,
and they were not happy.
It is so funny. The same thing happened to me as a kid. My sister... This is how she would do me. She would like to see she would like to see me get my ass whooped. So she would do things that would cause me to get my ass whooped. Like one time she goes, I'm going to teach you a word, but you cannot use the word at all. And you definitely can't call me the word. I was like, oh, okay. She was like, the word is slut. I was like, thanks, slut. And then she immediately, dad. And that was it. And I got my ass whooped. Dad, Barry called me a slut. He was like, where'd you learn that?
That's hilarious.
I was like, her? She was like, Like, it was. That's how she was. And you wonder why I snitched on her. Terrible. Terrible sister.
Well, she's basically a snitch, too, if she did that.
No, she didn't snitch. She just wanted me to catch an ass whooping. That's what it was.
Ish.
Yeah.
I got.
Come from a long line of snitches, I guess.
Well, I got lit up by my sisters because they were not happy that I was pulling terminology like that on them out in the open.
Too funny, man. That's great. Hey, we'll be back in a bit. But right now, before we go to the break, I real quick want to tell you guys about a product I've been telling you about for a while now. It used to be called Thrive Plus, but new year, new name. It's now called Cheers. Same great product, though. New name, same great product. Cheers is a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol on your body and help you and me and most of the Americans who drink feel better the next day. They don't want you waking up feeling bad after you drink. That's why you take Cheers. And I can tell you from experience, take it with me when I go on the road, and I can tell you it works. And don't just take my word for it. We have listeners. We had one yesterday that was getting his order in by 4 p.m. So he could get it today. The Popes are big Cheers believers. And trust me, they can get their drink on and they use it. And they felt good enough the next day to come hang out with me on a Saturday. So it works, man. I want you to take advantage of this. It was developed by a team of 5 PhDs. They've got Ivy League folks on staff. You probably saw it on Shark Tank. It's the real deal, man. Cheers works. And it basically gives your body what it needs to process alcohol so you don't feel bad the next morning. Super easy to take, too. 3 capsules after your last drink or right before you go to bed, and you'll wake up feeling better. And if you don't feel at least 50% better, they'll give you your money back. How cool is that? If you don't feel 50% better, you get your money back. It's that simple. And I have talked to a listener that has reached out to them and said, well, this wasn't working for me, and they got their money back. And then come to find out, they weren't taking it right. And then once they started taking it right, it works, because it does. To get it, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. Like I told you, they're Houston-based. If you order before 4 p.m., you'll get it the next day. Guys, I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you.
ESPN 97.5. Mm-hmm. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It has flown by with lots that we have covered. If you missed anything on the extravaganza, go to ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab. You can find all 3 hours of the show, and you can catch up. And while you're there, if you download the app at ESPN975.com, you can download that app, take us anywhere, everywhere, listen to every show all day long, never miss a thing.
Ding! Couple of texts, well, just one, which I thought was really funny, and I know we weren't going to talk XFL anymore, but this was a great idea. They said instead of tackling in the XFL, they should just hit the ball carrier with a chair or a guitar. That would be great.
Yeah.
And then, like, once they go down, then somebody, like, holds them, and then somebody comes running in with a snake in a bag and throws it on top of them. Just full-on wrestling would be amazing. Ladders on the field. I'm down for it. I think it would be great. That I would watch.
Actually, so you're saying wouldn't. You're not going to watch any of
it? I'm not going to watch a single down of the XFL.
Okay.
I won't.
Nick, you?
I mean, like, if it's like on a Saturday night, like, you know me, I'm probably more tempted to go out to a bar and have a drink. I mean, if it's at a bar, I might take a gander at it, but like...
Probably.
More tempted? Probably would not. I mean, if I'm home, I would watch it. I might, the first game or two, but if no one says anything good about it, like if the word of mouth is just terrible...
Yeah,
I probably won't continue to watch it.
So. I just like how you said you probably would go out on a Saturday. Probably. You're out pretty much every Saturday.
Well, I'm trying to be better about that.
You would probably stay home would be more of a...
It's more about...
probable.
Staying sober on a Saturday, whether it's out or on the couch in a living room.
It's not going to happen.
It's possible.
What was that?
The pen just blew up.
You just broke your pen?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Still work.
I was like Bob earlier who kept
Could you hear it?
A little bit. It wasn't.
And then Barry touched him. And then I thought all hell was going to break loose.
Why?
Because Bob gave you a look like, I'm the guest get whisperer. Off my lawn.
I'm the guest whisperer.
Oh, please. Oh, God. Okay, look. Mm. I appreciate that the person that texted in the big hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Texted us back and said, sorry, I texted in the big hurt past, but then said, dumbass Siri.
Yeah, blame Siri.
You can't blame Siri because Frank Robinson was never known as the big hurt.
Yeah, your text said the big hurt.
Yeah, if it would have said Frank.
Right.
Frank it was Thomas. A little bit more believable, but no, that's dumbass you, not dumbass Siri, because you can't.
Hey, be nicer to the callers because accused you of being mean to them for sounding so monotone on the Twitters.
Oh, I busted them. Yeah, and I apologized to them. That was
you did.
That was pre-2019.
What happened?
Someone was tweeting us last night because they said they're loyal listeners to the show, but they said they're afraid to call in anymore because when he did, that I gave him crap for being too monotone and...
Oh, El Jefe.
No,
it wasn't El Jefe. Well, you did give crap to El Jefe for being monotone.
Oh, I still will. Won't stop.
And so listeners are out there tweeting that they're scared to call because of you, and you guys say I'm the mean one.
Oh, you are.
It was Knuckles. Was it Knuckles?
No.
Which is a great nickname, by the way. Knuckles is a fan. Knuckles is Hall of Fame level nickname.
But it was funny though. He was like, "Yeah, I really like your show, but I'm never going to call back."
And then he said Twitter? He would because
I missed this. Was I not tagged on
you
it?
You were tagged on it.
You were.
Oh, I was.
You just don't pay attention to the listeners.
Yeah, I don't read.
Because I apologized. He liked the apology, appreciated that, and maybe he'll call in again.
Oh, okay. Just step his game up when he does.
Yeah, we'll rectify.
Joel was cool. Joel was nice about it, but I thought it was funny that he said that.
Yeah, I was like, I was trying to remember it because normally he's basically saying,
I want to call in, but I want to sound exactly the same way. So could you please don't crap on me when I call in?
It was fun.
I would argue that there's a lot of listeners that do that when they call in. They preface the call by saying, guys, just please don't. Just give me a second. Please don't poop on me. How many times does that happen on this show?
Never.
Quite a bit.
I don't know.
Why would we ever do something like that?
When have I ever attacked a caller?
Yeah. When there weren't enough interns? When you run out of interns that you've demoralized, you go to the callers?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't recall that at all. Do you have an example? I didn't think so. D-bag. So let's move on. What?
Didn't you call an intern, a female intern?
We're talking about callers, not the interns. We're talking
I'm sure you've called callers.
I have never attacked a caller unless it was an intern that called.
You've annihilated some guys that we've banned.
No, never.
I'm sorry. I'm allergic to bullshit.
Oh, you've got a new toy to play with. I see. Okay. God, I hate you.
I love it. Good job.
Yeah, Nick. I bet you do. You guys are just worse than callers.
Oh, boy. Seriously?
This was a fun day, man.
It was.
The trade deadline was fun. Rockets don't make a big, big splash up to the deadline, but they do get Shumpert, so that's good. If you had to, with Wesley Matthews Jr. going to the Pacers, you think Cantor is a legitimate option for this team?
I think, because again, Ellington and some of these other guys, I would give you two names. I'd say Cantor and DeAndre Jordan are names to keep an eye on.
Of the two, do you have a preference?
Yeah, if you can get either one of them, I want DeAndre Jordan, because as a defensive presence, he's similar to Capella, and he also is just a year or two away from being the defensive player of the year, all defensive team. I think that's what you're looking for.
And he's more athletic. I feel like he's definitely more athletic than Cantor. But here's something. So ESPN published a little Knicks to release Enes Kanter, right? Mm-hmm. Check this out. In the article, I'm going to quote this. It says, Cantor has averaged 14 points, 10.5 rebounds, tied for 12th in the league in 25.6 minutes per game this season, but he ranked last out of 68 qualified centers in defensive real plus minus metric. But it also adds, he is tied for third in the NBA in offensive rebounding since the start of the 2017-2018 season. That's what I like to hear. This dude can get after the ball and rebound. So I'm with you. I think DeAndre Jordan's a better rebounder. I think he's more athletic. He's a better shot blocker. And he gives you pick and roll opportunities that when Capella is out, you don't really change the offense. If you want to run a high screen and roll and throw the lob for him to go and dunk it, that's still a legitimate possibility with him. So I'm with you. DeAndre Jordan would be my option, but I wouldn't be upset if all they could do was land Enes Kanter.
Either one of them at this point, because you're not going to expect a whole lot from them. But I think Jordan could give you more than you bargained for, which is great.
Yeah.
J. Christian Gary, by the way, is the guy on Twitter. He said that happy anniversary, doing the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. I don't think I'll ever call the show the same way again after Joel chewed me out for my monotone call-in style. Still, I enjoy listening to it and hope y'all continue to do well.
I think we've established Joel's the mean one on
the
show.
No, because Barry would not do what I did. I responded and said, you can call back anytime, sir. I apologize for my judgment in your delivery.
All right, that's the show. That's mean-ass Joel. I'm likable Barry and fat Nick.
The Blitz is next. ESPN 97.5.
Oh, we're going to end it like that.
Yeah,
sweet.
Why not?
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.